Thank you, Britt. Thank you, Doug, for the prayer. And thanks to all of you who are here. We're certainly glad that you're here. Happy about your presence. We want to encourage anyone who's visiting with us to be back with us any opportunity that you have. We're glad that you're here, and we want you to feel as an honored guest and invite you back anytime that you can make it. I want to remind everyone that this evening after services, we're going to be having our monthly singing class back here in the large adult classroom. We've been mainly sticking, the elders have bought some of the newer supplement books, and we've been learning some of those new songs from that book. We've been singing a few of them out here on the overhead, and so that class has been very beneficial. I want to invite anyone to that has opportunity this evening. I also want to commend the ladies very quickly. We had over 70 ladies show up in our involvement meeting this morning. It was very encouraging. I haven't had time to go through all those things, but we had a lot of ladies sign up to do a lot of stuff, and that is very encouraging to me, and it should be encouraging to you as well to have that level of commitment to involvement. There was a young man, a young father, had one child, a little boy. And his son looked up to the father, wanted to be just like him. Wore the same kind of shirts that the dad wore, wanted the same kind of boots. Everywhere the father went, the son was right behind him. You could say that this was the perfect example of a young person having a hero, because that's how the little boy viewed his dad. He was a good hero to have. He was a kind man. Worked hard. Spoke gently with everyone. Never raised his voice. Never used harsh language. Until one day. One day the father and his son were riding in the car. Someone coming from the other direction didn't see them. And he turned in front. The young father slammed on the brakes and ran off the road. Scared the other driver so bad that he too stopped. Jumped out of his car and ran over to where the young father and son were at. Said, "Are you okay?" Young father jumped from the car. He's furious. Anger like the little boy had never seen. He grabbed the other man by the shirt. He raised his fist. He began to yell and scream and use language that the little boy had never heard. The boy sat there in the car, shocked. He couldn't move. Not because of the accident that almost happened, but because of the way his father was acting. The other man finally calmed the young father. And he said, "I'm sorry. Here's my phone number. Is there anything I can do to help you or your son, give me a call." Young father got back in the vehicle. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to say to his son in the back seat. All he could say was, "Do as I say, not as I do." And they went on the way home. You know, many people view the church just like the little boy views his dad. They think there is a hero there. But so often, they realize maybe they're just a hypocrite. Tonight, I would like for us to look to the Hall of Fame of faith. I would like for us to read in our Bibles about people who had faith, people who were heroes. I'd invite you to take out your Bible and follow along with me. PowerPoint's a little bit different this evening. I'm not going to have all of our verses on there. Because of that, I'm not going to have a children's Bible puzzle. I'd encourage them to take notes and follow along as well. Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Fame of faith. Champions of faith, heroes of faith. These are people that we can get encouragement from. Let's look at a couple tonight. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's find a good one. Verse 7. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah is a hero. We remember what Noah did. We remember how Noah spent almost 100 years building an ark. Because of the faith that he had in God's promise. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 says, "For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly." The faith of Noah is something that we can be encouraged by. We would say that he is a hero and surely would have never done anything to discount that. Of course, after the flood, Genesis chapter 9, we read about Noah, our hero. Noah becomes intoxicated. So much so that he becomes naked inside of his own tent. One of his sons, Ham, sees him. Noah is so drunk that he doesn't even know what's going on. Let's find another hero. Let's find someone else that can encourage us. The next verse. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. Abraham and Sarah, heroes of faith. It says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who has promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars in the sky, in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore." Abraham and Sarah are heroes. We remember what they did. James chapter 2, verse 23 says, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." What an unbelievable thing to have said about you. To have inspired men of God say that you are a friend of God. To have such faith and trust in God that you leave everything that you have. You leave it behind and go somewhere that God hasn't told you about. A place that God hasn't revealed to you. That's faith. That's a hero. Surely they wouldn't do anything to detract from that. Of course, while they're on that journey, there's two occasions that Abraham gives his wife to another man. Genesis chapter 12, he gives her to Pharaoh. Genesis chapter 20, to Abimelech. And the only reason that he does that is to save himself. But not his wife. Except for that one time. That one time that she gave her husband to another woman. Genesis chapter 16, where she sends Abraham to lie with Hagar. And of course, then there's that other time. Time that's actually mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. In Genesis chapter 17 and 18, where Abraham and Sarah are told that they're going to be given a son. And they laugh in God's face. Maybe let's find another hero. Let's continue on there in Hebrews chapter 11. As we look down, we see Moses. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 23 through 29 there. It says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child. And they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith Moses, when he had become of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned." Moses is our hero. It said about Moses in Numbers chapter 12, "Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth." Moses. The man who had the courage to stand before Pharaoh. The man who had the courage to lead God's people out of Egypt. And to lead them in the wilderness for 40 years. Numbers chapter 12 says he was the most humble man on the planet. Surely this hero not going to let us down. except for that time that he killed a man. In Exodus chapter 2. Not only did he kill the man, but then he hit him. He buried him in the ground. And then he ran away for 40 years until everyone that wanted him dead was dead. And then there's that time in the wilderness that he took credit for a miracle that God performed. Remember when he struck that rock? He said, "Must we give you water?" Or the time that he was with God on Mount Sinai. He came down holding those tablets that had the Ten Commandments on them. He saw what the children of Israel were doing, and his anger consumed him. And he threw those tablets down and broke them. Surely we can find one. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Let's look again. Verse 32. Here's our guy. It says, "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets." David. Now that is a hero. That is a man who did something. Acts chapter 13, verse 32 says, "And when he removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." That's God talking about David. A man after my own heart. That's a hero. You know, it's funny how we view David. It's funny how we remember him. If you're under 20 years old, and I asked you, what do you know about David? What do you remember? You'd probably say, you know, I remember the story of the time that there was this Philistine. There was this giant named Goliath. Goliath was threatening the people of God. There was a young man there named David who had faith in God. And David went out and went to that stream and he got those five stones. And he went out and he faced that giant, Goliath. Put one of those stones in his sling. And he slung that stone and hit that giant between the eyes. And it killed him. That's our hero. If you're over 20 years of age, and I asked you the same question, what do you remember about David? You might say, I remember when he was king. And he went out and looked upon Bathsheba. And he lay with her and committed adultery. He wanted to cover up that sin. So he committed another. Had her husband, who was a soldier, sent to the front of the hottest battle. What's happening to our heroes? Are these people heroes? Do they deserve to be called heroes? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." It is a gift of God. I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like each person to answer in your mind. Who deserves God's grace? Who deserves it? Do you? Do I? Do our heroes deserve it? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." This is the first verse following our Hall of Fame of Faith. This cloud of witnesses that the Hebrews are being told about is the heroes from chapter 11. There's a reason that those people are told to remember them. There's a reason that those people are told to be encouraged by their lives and by their faith. And that reason is in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse 20 there says, "For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin." It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how much faith you have, how strong you are, you will fall. You will fall. You will stumble. But that's not how you have to be remembered. That little boy and his dad, they rode the rest of the way home in silence. The little boy went up to his room when they got home, shut the door. It wasn't long until there was a knock. It was his dad. He came in and he knelt down there on the floor by the bed where the little boy was sitting. He said, I want to apologize to you. I want to tell you that I'm sorry. I want you to know that I called that man. And I told him I'm sorry too. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. That's not how I want to be remembered. That young father is a hero.
not because of the way he acted when they almost had a wreck, but because of the way he acted afterwards. All the people in Hebrews chapter 11 aren't heroes because of the sin that they committed. They're heroes because they overcame sin. They got past it. If you're here this evening and you are not a Christian, you know what you need to do to be saved. You know that you need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. You wish to do that. If you're here and you are a Christian, you've got sin in your life that's public that you need to make correction of. You can be a hero. If we can assist you, please come while together we